Welcome to the Advisory Accelerator Podcast, designed to help CPAs who serve clients interested in non-traditional services. If you're a public accountant looking to drive more value into existing client relationships, then tune in for tips on accelerating your advisory service offerings. Now, here's your host, Jeff Paulo.
On this edition of the Advisory Accelerator Podcast, we connect with Augie Ruiz of the World Financial Group to discuss their elegant approach to helping CPA firms who want to get into the financial services business jumpstart their success. Take a listen and learn to what it takes to accelerate your advisory practice. Well, hello again, everybody. This is Jeff Paulo, and I'm the president of Engineered Advisory Family of Companies, and your host for the Advisory Accelerator Podcast, a show that works to help CPAs become more advisory-minded and drive more value into their client relationships. On today's show, I'm happy to welcome Augie Ruiz. He's the Director of Expansion for World Financial Group. Augie hails from the greater Miami area and works with CPA firms to create a virtual financial services practice. My, doesn't that sound intriguing? And we're going to explore what that's all about on today's show. Augie, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me, Jeff. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to spending, you know, the next few minutes with you, sharing our story and our mission with you.
Looking forward to the conversation. I know that many accounting firms have a desire to get into the financial services area, and there's many different routes to establish that. But what's interesting, you know, we've been in the profession for 25 years now. A lot of firms do a lot of talking, but they don't ever really pull the trigger. Like, the mountain is too high, the hill is too steep. And that's unfortunate because many of their clients see them as the logical go-to source for financial services and financial planning. And for whatever reason, they just don't feel that they can go there. Some of that may be rooted in market conditions, right? We're clearly in a very volatile period right now. And my sense is, hey, I'm your auditor, I'm your tax professional, the market's down, I'm reluctant to have that conversation with you. Realizing that, you know, hey, the market's going to ebb and flow over time, but if you've got a good financial plan, it's designed to kind of weather that storm. I think a lot of CPAs are conflict adverse, and that keeps them from jumping into the financial services arena, which is unfortunate because of how profitable and lucrative it can be, but more importantly, because of the line of sight the CPA already has on their financial well-being and all how all the pieces fit together, how logical it is for them to also deliver value in that channel. So talk a little bit about the work you're doing with CPAs, your approach to establishing a virtual financial services practice, and tell us a little bit more about World Financial Group.
Great. Well, I'll tell you a little bit more about, you know, what we do and how we work and a little bit about the background of our company. We are owned by a Dutch company called Aegon based out of the Netherlands, which dates almost 180 years. And this is a powerhouse, is traded already in the Eurostox and them and out of the New York Stock Exchange. We were acquired by Aegon about 45 years ago. And at the same time, they acquired a parent company, Transamerica, for one of the largest transactions in cash in the history of the United States. Well, about 45 years ago, as I mentioned, we became also a broker dealer. And what that means is that we have over 145 providers in our platform. And that has helped us in our journey, you know, to be able to pretty much have the largest toolbox in the industry. So we're also the number one broker dealer in financial services in the industry with over 55,000 licensed agencies so far this year in the year 2022. So we, as you can see, we're the largest broker dealer in the United States. Well, what does that mean for you? That means for you that we have the largest toolbox in the industry. I joined the agency myself about 10 years ago. I was in the mortgage industry for many years. As we all remember in 2008 with the mortgage crisis, I decided that I wanted to not only switch sides of the industry, but I wanted to be sure that nobody was going to be able to make decisions for me. And that happens with the mortgage industry. You have to go to banks, and banks have to decide if they want to do business with you or not. And in this side of the industry, you get to make the decision which provider or which institution you're going to be giving the business to from on behalf of your clients. So that's foundation of my history with a World Financial Group, Transamerica. I started 10 years ago, as I said, and now we've expanded. We're in actually all 50 states now, including Canada and Puerto Rico. With that being said, we discovered about 10 years ago through my journey with World Financial Group that a lot of CPAs get contacted whenever there's a scenario or a financial scenario with a client. The first person that they reach out to is the CPA. My mother passed away and I sold the house and I have $600,000. What do I do with it? And the CPA pretty much says, open an IRA, open a money market account. And they really just don't pay attention and they let go of that business, which they can be capitalizing on. And so we noticed that pattern that a lot of CPAs were coming and asking us, can I refer you to a financial advisor? And that's what they did. They just passed through the information. Well, 75% of CPAs are passing that information without realizing that they're leaving business on the table. And through our digital financial services platform, we've been able to incorporate hundreds and hundreds of CPAs into our platform so that they can offer financial services. And let's just kind of, put what's reality, in business ownership. As a CPA, you're here because you're a business owner and you want to maximize your profits per transaction, correct? So if you want to maximize your profits per transaction, why are you letting that client go? Well, for a simple license, the 215 life, health, and variable annuities, once you obtain that license, you can actually become a financial professional and sit down and either A, become a financial professional yourself, B, you can partner with us, and we can actually have a dedicated professional sit with you, manage your clients. Or C, you can just be a business owner and develop that financial advisory branch out of your agency and maximize your profit margins per transaction.
So a couple things that are key takeaways there for me is, one, a very established platform. This isn't some startup that we're dealing with. I mean, Transamerica is huge. And the second piece is there's different ways to skin the cat, because maybe I've got some financial acumen, I want to get licensed, and I'm comfortable being the advisor myself. It sounds like you've got the ability to let your partners do that if that's the route they choose. Or maybe I'm like, look, I'm a great tax professional, I'm a great auditor, I've got some clients that need some help, but I don't want to be the person that has the responsibility or has to take on the additional education required to be proficient in that area. So let me partner with somebody that you would put in our office to be there, and kind of I'm the co-pilot in that relationship. And then the third thing is, if I'm really sophisticated, maybe there's an opportunity for me to open my own agency. Take us through those three different scenarios.
Absolutely. Well, with the ability of doing all those three scenarios, they all have to include someone within the organization to have a 215 life, health, and variable annuity license. So as you said, the first one, I'm already established. I really just don't want to do this, but I also would like to maximize my profit margins per transaction. No problem. We'll assign somebody to your account. You refer the business and we'll split the business 50-50 with you and we'll keep you informed. Our CRM and our back office and our office actually in Jones Creek, Georgia, have the ability to be able to keep you in the loop 100% and the client of what's going on with their, contracts or finances or strategies that we're implementing.
So if I refer it to you, you're going to keep me in the loop. So I got my thumb on the pulse of how things are going. We're going to share fees, and I've got some technology through your CRM system where I can see kind of real time what's going on.
Absolutely. Yes, you can. And then in the second scenario, you would like to have somebody, a professional, in your agency so that you literally could just kind of say, leave my desk, sign your taxes, and then pass through the information. We can actually train that professional for you. We can assign a professional for you to be there. It could be full-time. It could be part-time. Eventually, they start referring, and that person comes in per case, then becomes a part-time position that could become a full-time position. And we can do that and eventually just becoming an independent, entity. So we can do that for you.
Now, if we bring that person in and they already have the appropriate licensing, do I still need to get licensed, or do I just need to have somebody that's part of the firm with the licenses?
Correct. Somebody that's part, already part of the license that's part of the agency. Just one person.
Okay. So we could do a search for a financial professional that has the licenses and really be robust about finding somebody that's a good fit for us. And once we bring them in, our licensing requirement is met, provided they're bringing those licenses with them.
Correct. Yeah. And so let me digress a little bit from the conversation. Let me talk a little bit about the license. The license is a very simple license. It's called the 215 Life, Health, and Variable Annuity. You do an online course, which is audiovisual. There's no math. You pass with a 70. And you take actually the state exam also from home or from the office. So that is a very simple license that we can, in a short period of time, license that person that you identify or we help you identify.
Okay. So I've got my person identified. We've got our licenses in place. We're ready to start making some introductions and bringing some assets in for us to manage. Give me an idea. What all do you bring to the table? So I'm a client of a CPA firm. I'm being introduced to my CPA's colleague who runs the financial services practice. They're talking about this big toolbox that you mentioned that they can do all kinds of things for me. Take us through that. I know we can't cover absolutely everything, but at a high level, you know, what am I able to tap into here?
Absolutely. That's a great question. Well, so as you well know, everybody at some point in time want to retire. Everybody wants to send their children to college, and everybody would like to leave a legacy. So with our toolbox of financial services strategies that we have and 147 providers that we have in our platform, we're able to facilitate any of those aspects of a client's financial needs analysis. And that financial needs analysis is like a DNA. Everybody's needs are different. But let me approach for one type of scenario. The person comes to you, the person's 55, they would like to retire at 65. They really have not thought about it. And so when we sit down with a client, we do a comprehensive financial needs analysis, and we determine that they don't have any life insurance. Or if they have life insurance, they don't have the right type of insurance. They are not contributing to any kind of retirement or tax-free retirements. They don't have a will. They don't have a trust. And so we help them create some consciousness about the needs that they have. And then we create a roadmap with them. And we establish those roadmaps for them. And we revisit them every year, creating a long-term relationship with the clients and CPAs. When we establish any kind of relationship with a client, they're long-term relationships that are also generational. So when you set up a trust, it's a generational trust. So that actually helps the CPAs with retention because we visit the clients every year. So, but everybody's financial needs analysis is going to be different. So they could be, you know, exit strategies for businesses. They could be acquisitions for businesses if they're in business owners. They could be people that are just starting in life, that they're young, and they would like to start accumulating some money so they can, you know, buy a house. And so it all depends on the needs of the client. But yes.
Interesting. And it's interesting because I think you guys have been very deliberate in your approach. It seems like you wanted to start small. You've got some relationships with CPAs in your market. You've expanded that now to several different states and kind of have the bugs worked out where now it's time to push this more nationwide. Talk to me a little bit about the evolution of your program.
Well, that, again, super interesting and super excited for me because, you know, we have over 4.7 individuals or corporations that we felt already in the U.S. and Canada and Puerto Rico. And with that amount of volume that we have at World Financial Group, we have actually carved a niche out for CPAs and tax preparers where we can help them maximize their profits per transaction and also add that vision of financial services that they need and they've been craving for through our digital platform. So yes, this program has been rolling for many years and we found that there's a need. There's a need for what we have. And there's also a complete 100% response to the needs that we have. And it's been very well accepted.
You know, it's interesting because there are a number of different providers out there that have, you know, different models in terms of how to set this up. We're familiar with a lot of those. What I was struck by with what you're offering, Augie, is just kind of the elegant nature of it. It's easy. It seems pretty straightforward. You don't have to move mountains to get it set up. And then again, I can place myself on wherever I'm comfortable on the spectrum in terms of my role in the actual advisory practice. You know, again, if I want to do it myself, that's great. But if I want to hire somebody that's got, you know, deep expertise in that area and I've got trust in referring my clients to, I can do that as well.
Correct. So, you know, one thing that I want everybody to keep in mind too, that this is also a platform where we can also help you expand your business. It's not only about retention and expansion of your business. We are all in all 50 states. And with that simple license, if you have a client that's sitting in New York and you're in Miami, Florida, like I am, or you're in Georgia and you have a client from another state, we can also help you expand your business into other states. So this is not only about remaining local. This is also about thinking a little bit big. If you decide that's what you want to do with your practice, we can help you grow your business.
And that's important because we've all figured out as we've come through the pandemic that we can do our work virtually, that our clients don't have to be constrained to our geographical area. I was with a firm earlier this week doing a retreat, and they specialize in dental practices. And they literally, out of a single office, serve dental practices nationwide. And so there's no reason that we couldn't do that in the financial services area as well, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. Our specialty, even though we can handle large corporations like Southwest Airlines, Hard Rock Casinos and Cafe, those are clients of ours, but we love small businesses. And one thing that we've noticed through our journey is that small businesses, even though they have the tenacity to open their own business and become independent contractors and maybe some dental practices like you were mentioning that have two or three offices, they lack and the financial advisory part of it that they can sit down and say, hey, I want to be in business for 30 years. I need a succession plan to exit that, you know, that business plan. Most of them don't even have a business plan. But we help them establish that business plan. We help them establish an exit strategy or a succession plan. And we also help them minimize their tax liability also, which a lot of people do not think about it, but we can help them do that as well.
Well, and that's why it makes sense for the CPA to be closely involved in all of this. I can't imagine doing effective financial planning without the view on the tax situation. It can't exist in a vacuum.
Absolutely. So imagine you're sitting down, the CPA came sat down, and I mean, the dental practice came sat down with the CPA, and they say, hey, I'm going to sell my business in about 5 years from now. So you get me for 5 years only, and then I'm done. And I said, well, good luck with that. And, you know, let me know. And we look forward to working with you for 5 years from now. I'm jealous. Where are you retiring? Are you going to retire in Miami or Fort Myers or Naples? And instead of doing that, why not train the CPA to just capture that moment and say, hey, have you sat down and thought about your succession planning or exit strategy? Have you sat down and realized that we can help you minimize your tax liability? Not only we have the CPA background that we can help you with, but we have a specialist that will sit down with you and set up that plan so that you can exit with the minimum tax liability available that you can do. And also we'll help you identify a partner or within the practice that can help you maybe take over the business, you know, which is what happens most of the time.
You know, it's interesting because as we look at the accounting profession as a whole, a lot of the things that are happening right now remind me of what happened in banking in the early 90s. There are some huge acquisitions that are happening now, even among the top 100 firms. We had a firm here in St. Louis that was recently acquired by a top 50 firm. They themselves were a top 100 firm, and we know some of the partners pretty well. And we said, hey, look, why did you choose to give up control of your own destiny to be acquired by this bigger firm? And they said, look, the way the market is going, we don't have the capital to keep up with the technology curve that is going to be required because as these firms get bigger, there's a huge technological component in it that allows them to do the traditional accounting work very effectively, whether they're leveraging blockchain or algorithms or AI, whatever the case may be. The middle of the profession is getting hollowed out. And then you've got the smaller firms that aren't big enough to be interesting acquisition targets for the big boys, but are much more entrepreneurial, can provide a much more high-touch relationship with their clients. And while the middle is getting wiped out, I see the big getting bigger and more sophisticated from a system standpoint, but I see the smaller side of it becoming more profitable because they're able to be more entrepreneurial and deliver more tailored personal service to their clients. know, it's kind of, you go to the local bank because you want someone to actually make a decision that is familiar with your market, as opposed to maybe a national bank where you just enter all the data and the algorithm tells you, you know, what the loan status is, whether you're approved or denied or whatever the case may be. I'm seeing that play out in the accounting space. And if I'm a smaller firm, and when I say small firm, I'm not necessarily talking about a sole practitioner, but let's say any firm that's below, you know, $15 million in annual revenue. So you may have a 10 to 15 partner firm. The ability to add financial services to that experience is transformational. It's exponential because you're bringing it all together under one roof for clients that consistently say to us, and we see this data both in the Rosenberg survey and the IPA annual benchmark, clients are demanding their CPAs become more advisory oriented. They want more value for fees and they want more personal attention. If that is in fact the case, then to me, there isn't much of a decision whether you get into financial services. You absolutely need to be there. The decision is, who do I want to partner with in order to make that happen? And Augie, it sounds like you've got a great offering for a firm that's looking to make the leap.
Absolutely. And I also believe that, you know, being a business owner myself, I want to be sure that my business looks well prepared and well packaged together. And one thing that I've noticed through our journey and our relationships with CPAs is that they have to, every year, they're building their book of business. But what happens when the client moves to another state? They say goodbye to that person and they end their relationship. What happens? A lot of people move, you know, within 5 years, approaching retirement. And what we do is we help CPAs with retention. So let's talk a little bit first. Let me just backtrack on that comment and talk about the packaging. We can help you establish your own human resources department. We can help you with employee benefits. We can help you with all that. Put that package together so that the practice looks professional and well put together so that you can have a great exit strategy. Number two, you want to be able to show that your clients are long-term clients and that they're just not having to every year, hey, are you coming in? Are you coming in? Are you coming in? We're going to visit them every year once you add our digital platform into your practice, because we have to revisit those plans every year. When you take a life insurance policy out, that life insurance policy is for the rest of your life. When you establish a retirement plan, that retirement plan is for the rest of your life. So all those items help the CPA retain the clients and able to visit them every year. So not only you're coming over here to do your taxes, but at this point, what happened in the past 12 months? Well, my wife is pregnant. We're going to have a baby. Great. No problem at all. We'll put that in our CRM and we're going to visit you in about 4 months and we're going to establish a college plan. And at this point, your family has grown big enough. Why don't we talk about, you know, setting up a trust to be sure that your family is taken care of? The business, I'm going to retire and I decided that I'm going to be moving to Miami. Okay, no problem at all. We can help you in Miami as well, because we are, with that license, we can cross borders. You don't have to obtain a license in every state. So, and as I said, you know, we also live from referrals. You know, as a business owner, I live from referrals as well. So what happens when I'm done, you know, with my clients' taxes and when I'm done with my clients' advisory, who do you know that can benefit from what we've done for you? And it's, well, you know, my brother's also approaching retirement, or B, my sister's having a baby. And so we have the CRMs and all the systems in place to create this business package so that the person that's interested in looking at the practice, whether it's a CPA, dental, medical, whatever type of practice it is, it's a business that keeps growing every year. Corporations are always looking for that margin every year. We need to grow 10%. We need to grow 15%. Whatever that number is, that is exactly the way you need to treat your business as a big corporation.
So, Augie, if I'm an accounting firm and I'm ready to take the leap and I'm intrigued about the platform that you've got, I like the fact that you've got this digital virtual ecosystem. What's the first step? Who do I reach out to? Who do I contact? Like, what's the easiest way to get in touch with you? How do I get the ball rolling?
Well, the best way to do that is you can reach out directly to me. And if I don't answer, my assistant can get in touch with you. But my phone number is 305-804-6627. or you can reach me also via email at W as in world, F as in financial, G as in group, and then my name, OGGI, at gmail.com. You can reach out to me and we'll assign somebody to sit with you and actually go through our, we have an actual presentation that we can sit down, walk you through everything, could give you complete answers and give you all the details that you need to do. But again, this is a very well-oiled machine and I think everybody will be very impressed.
It's always fantastic when our CAP members are willing to give out their, you know, personal contact information. I appreciate that. And for our listeners, there you've got it. You know, if you're thinking about making the plunge, you'd like to learn more about this virtual financial services platform, if you'd like to ask some specific questions of Augie, you've got the way to get in touch with him either by phone or by email. And I've known Augie for a while now. I know he's going to be very responsive and answer all the questions that you've got. The one thing I don't think you can debate is whether or not you need to be in this space. Firms that want to compete on service, that want to charge a premium fee because of the experience that they bring to the table, absolutely need to be moving into the financial services area. Once you've made that decision, which I think is a no-brainer and a must-have, then the question is, who's the best partner? And I'll tell you what, Augie is somebody that you need to get to know, get to see the platform, ask more questions, and consider whether or not they might be the right partner for you. Augie, anything else before we wrap up and proactive value added drivers in their client relationships?
Well, one thing that I want to just leave you with is that I have a very simple question to everybody that I sit with. Who do you know that wants to retire? Everybody at some point in time, they want to retire. And so why not be ready and be able to take care of your clients when the time comes? You know, also, who do you know that owns a business that at some point in time would like to leave it to their family members or have a succession plan and sell that business? We can help you with that. We have a very competitive edge in the industry. And by partnering with us, we don't charge any fees, you know, to do what we do because we get paid by the providers. So that right there is your foot on the door to be to have a successful partnership with us. So I look forward to working with all of you.
It's an easy conversation to have with your clients, and I encourage you to have another easy conversation with Augie to learn more about what they're bringing to the table. All right, Augie, thanks for being with us. Looking forward to having our CPA firms learn more about World Financial Group and reaching out to you, and I appreciate you taking the time with us this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Jeff. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care, everybody.
Take care.
And there we have it, another episode focused on helping our CPA listeners accelerate their firm's advisory practice. The Advisory Accelerator podcast is sponsored by the Engineered Advisory family of companies, Engineered Tax Services, The Growth Partnership, Able CRM, and Inside Public Accounting. Learn more about how we help CPAs accelerate their advisory practices at engineeredadvisory.com. Until next time, this is Jeff Paulo signing off and wishing you nothing but success as you transition your firm from compliance to advisory.